Hello, everyone. Can you all hear me okay all the way in the back? This is a channeling. A channeling is a state. I believe personally that channeling is something that everyone can do and that everyone actually does do from time to time. When you get out of your own way, when you allow your own creative energy to come through, unimpeded, unanalyzed, so to speak, unfiltered, unjudged, in the negative sense, when an actor becomes the part, when a singer is lost in the song, that in essence is a channeling state. Everyone can do that. But it's also apparent that when you can get into a channeling state, you have the ability to access other layers of your own consciousness and apparently other consciousnesses as well, from other realities, other dimensions. I say apparently only because I have my own experience that allows me to present Bashar in the way that I do, but there's nothing about this that I can prove to you in terms of Bashar actually being an extraterrestrial. I cannot prove to you that it's not another portion of my own consciousness. And so I don't insist that you have to believe that Bashar is an extraterrestrial in order to get something out of this. The reason I do this is because the information seems to have the ability to help people make the kinds of positive changes they want to make in their lives. People do get an effect when they apply the information that Bashar dispenses. So for that reason, I do the channeling and have been doing so for now 13 years. The way that this started, just to give you a brief background, is that about 23 years ago, I had two very close broad daylight UFO sightings over Los Angeles, where I live. First time about 150 feet up, second time only about 70 feet up. Each time an equilateral triangular ship, dark gray metallic in color. First time about 30 seconds, second time about 45 seconds. These sightings started me investigating UFO phenomenology, and of course, especially back then, there wasn't a lot of separation between different paranormal fields. So if you went to the bookstore looking for UFO books, you usually also saw psychic functioning books and other things on the same shelf. So eventually I ran across other concepts in metaphysical studies, such as channeling. And 10 years after the UFO sighting, I was introduced to a channel who was practicing at the time. The entity coming through that channel offered eventually to teach channeling for whoever might be interested. Now, I went into that class not because I thought I wanted to become a channel, but just because I wanted to learn more about the idea, the process, investigate it, see how such a thing could be taught. But in the class, which was essentially a series of guided meditations to help you become more sensitive to other levels of your own consciousness or whatever you wanted to use it for, when in a receptive state, I received what appeared to be or what felt like a telepathic message from Bashar and his people. In that one instant, an actual memory came back of having made an agreement before this life to do this with him. I understood in that moment that the UFO sighting had been shown to me on purpose to get me to start moving in the direction I went, so that by the time it came time to do the channeling, I would be ready. And the basic telepathic message was, now that you remember we made this agreement, and now that you know it's time to begin, is this something you still want to do? It was offered up as a choice. I had to think about it for a while. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going crazy, hearing voices in my head, hallucinating, or having side effects from the meditation. But I soon received enough unsolicited outside validation that something real was happening. And so I decided, well, why not? Let's just see what happens. Let's just go for it. And one thing led to another, and it expanded from there. The word itself, to give you a little bit of background on Bashar, is not actually his name. In their society, as he's explained it, speaking of him now, just simply as he presents himself as a real extraterrestrial being, their society is telepathic at this point in their evolution. They don't use names. They don't need them. He knew we needed something to call him other than, hey, you. So the word was there in my mind at the moment of the telepathic message that I received. It is actually an Arabic word. My background is partly Arabic. I can only assume that's part of the reason why it was chosen. But I don't speak Arabic. I had no idea what the word meant until people that did speak Arabic came up and told me that the word has a very specific meaning, has several meanings actually, but a very specific meaning in certain Arabic dialects, and that is bringer of good news or messenger. So even though it is not literally his name, we use it as such, it is appropriate to what he's doing. And you can certainly call him by that word as his name. The way that this basically unfolds is, as I understand what's happening, is a telepathic connection is made, and I begin to function as a translation device for this being. He is not here, he's not inhabiting my body, he's not speaking English. He's sending thought pulses that are automatically translated into the language that I was raised to understand, which is English. From time to time in the past, Bashar has actually come through other channels around the world, and he's actually come through, at one time, a Japanese woman, which I had the honor to witness. You can recognize it exactly as the same personality, even though, of course, through her, it was coming out in Japanese. An odd sensation for me, to say the least. But nevertheless, as just simply part of my own experience of helping me validate, just to keep going with doing what I'm doing, again, I stress to you, you don't need to believe that he is who he is. You just need to really allow the information out, and if it finds its way to you, if you find that it's something that works for you, by all means, use it. If not, I know you will find what you need somewhere else. There's no insistence upon this at all. But I will tell you this, that when Bashar comes through, for those that are familiar with him, a word of warning, he is exceedingly direct. he has an extreme amount of conviction about what he is talking about. It doesn't mean you have to believe him, but you will see that whatever he's talking about, he utterly believes and it works for him. I have seen that when people do apply, in my own life and other people who've come to me, some of the principles he talks about, it does seem to have an effect, it does seem to work. So all I can say is give it a shot and see what happens. I want to thank you all very much for being here and having me here. I appreciate it. Have a good time, and I'll see you all later.